For WLRN Miami Herald News, I'm Kenny Malone. Each week, we bring you stories from the end of the road, our regular series documenting life on the final 87 miles of I-95. Today, I'm standing below the interchange of I-95 and I-595. As you can hear, it's just northwest of the Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International Airport. And this is a particularly important week for this spot because the I-595 express lanes are open for the first time. For a lot of those commuters, their commute will take them to this very location where they will see the work of someone that they probably won't even think about. I'm joined here today by Elizabeth Hassett, who is a landscape architect with the Florida Department of Transportation. Elizabeth, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So we are currently looking at the $6 million highway beautification project that includes $2 million worth of trees and plants. Can you just describe for our listeners what $2 million of trees and plants even looks like?
Well, the whole theme was to be tropical modern, royal poinsettias, yellow tabebuias, pink tabebuias. The different thing that we did here is we put in these terracing areas, and that allows us to put very large palms in a steep slope. And once it gets filled out, it's going to be really, really beautiful.
You might wander on here and mistake it for a golf course if you didn't know better.
Yeah, but we don't want anybody to get out of their car and wander here. That isn't what it's for. It's just to drive by and be beautiful, and maybe it'll reduce road rage a little bit because it's so beautiful. You want to look at the beauty. You don't want to be looking at crazy drivers that make you mad.
Is this something that we know, that has been studied, that road rage, in fact, is affected by the landscaping on our highways?
Absolutely. Yes. The shade, the coolness, the beauty all affects drivers for the better.
Could you take us around and show us some of the actual flora that's on site here?
Absolutely. This is a coconut palm. It's very good in hurricanes. They're just going to sway. They're not going to be damaged at all and hardly lose their fronds like their big neighbor here, the royal palms. The only thing that we will be careful about is as soon as they fruit, we'll take the fruit down so they don't become wind obstacles during a storm, because all of our state roads are evacuation routes and we cannot allow them to be blocked in any ways. A lot of the flowering trees are very brittle and break up in the storm. So the golden shower tree and jacaranda, there's lots of pretty flowering trees that I won't allow on the right of way. So these are very, very stable palms and trees that we have.
When we talk about $2 million worth of plants and trees, by law, the state of Florida has to set aside at least 1.5% of the annual construction budget for highway beautification projects. So theoretically, the millions of dollars behind this project, they weren't going to be used for anything else. But I do think people wonder, like, why do we need this at all? Why do we gussy up the interchange to begin with?
Well, business development, business owners are looking at this. They see a beautiful interchange, well-designed, well-taken-care. They're going to think, you know what? I think I want my business in this area. I'm always watching our state highways for something I can improve, or I see something dying, I make sure it's taken care of, but I'm always looking. I've driven this interchange for years and looked over, and there was nothing here but wasteland, and I would just envision what it could look like, and now it's here, so it's really pretty exciting that the vision has come to pass.
Elizabeth Hassett is the Florida Department of Transportation's landscape architect in Broward County. She joined me underneath the interchange of I-95 and I-595. For WLRN Miami Herald News, I'm Kenny Malone.